Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, March 10th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And joining us now is Becca Martin Brown. She got up early to come tell us what's going on.
Thank you.
And there's never any donuts. What kind of friends are you guys?
Sorry. I think we have some donuts around here. I know there was some donuts floating around.
So okay, I'll go look as soon as we get done. I got to talk to someone that, worship's too strong a word, but I'm pretty impressed by. Her name is Temple Grandin.
You were very excited about this.
I was very excited about this. She describes herself as a professor of animal science, a researcher on cattle behavior, and a designer of animal handling facilities. But most of the world knows who she is because she has autism. Her father wanted to have her institutionalized because he thought she was profoundly retarded. Mm-hmm. She went on to complete a doctorate because she's a genius. I have no idea what her IQ is, but more than half the cattle around the world enter slaughter facilities that she designed. And they do it because she knows what scares them. Mm-hmm. They're not afraid because she knows that if there's like a dark spot on the floor, they think it's a hole. They don't want to walk there.
Oh.
If there's something moving and they can see the movement, I'm moving my hand, you can't tell that. They don't know what it is, and it draws their attention, and it frightens them. They really all want to be able to see each other. So you can send them anywhere, one behind the other, because that's their natural movement. And they don't like noises that they don't understand, like if a machine hisses like a snake.
Mm-hmm.
She's visiting Fort Smith on Monday as part of Read This, which is the community read sponsored by UAFS. The book selected for this year was Mark Haddon's The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which doesn't ever say the word autistic, but it's a very gripping representation of what it's like to be a teenager who's autistic.
Hmm. I just started reading it night before last.
Isn't it fascinating?
I'll have to borrow it from you.
Yeah.
According to Joe Harden, who's dean of the UAFS College of Languages and Communication, it used to be that one in 250 children was born with some sort of non-specified personality development disorder, and now they say it's one in 88.
Really?
Because the autism spectrum is now considered really huge.
Right. Well, and are they including like Asperger's, mm-hmm. The different, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is it not necessarily that, I don't want to say that it's spreading, but that just people are more aware of what to look for and they can better diagnose than before?
Oh, obviously, because Temple Grandin is like 60-ish.
Is she?
And so when she was little, they wouldn't have known it was anything except profoundly retarded. She didn't talk till she was three. Mm-hmm. I heard her speak at Old Main many years ago. And she will really let you know what it's like to be in her world. And she will also tell you how she thinks that you should treat your kids if they have these issues. Because she says kids that are further along on the spectrum than she is can't even order at McDonald's. They sit home all day and play video games, and she's not for it.
Right. Mm.
She's all for work. She's really interesting. She speaks at 5:30 Monday at the Stubblefield Center at UAFS. It's free, but tickets are required, and you have to pick them up at the UAFS box office.
Okay.
Also this afternoon, Feeling Groovy, which is not a Simon and Garfunkel song, but it is the name of a show.
Okay.
About the music of Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay.
Antoinette, do you know who Simon and Garfunkel are?
I do.
Okay, just
I do.
Girl, I love it when that happens. We had a whole big debate at work over whether the name of their song is The Sound of Silence or The Sounds of Silence.
I'm not sure.
Me either.
Well, apparently it started out with an S and lost its S and got it back as an album title. Someone will email me if I'm wrong.
That's perfect.
The show is a gentleman named Jim Witter, and it starts at 2 o'clock at the Arendt Arts Center this afternoon as part of the Live on Stage series. Tickets for adults are $30. And the last showing of Go Dog Go is at 3 o'clock at the Arts Center at the Ozarks in Springdale. Tickets are $16 for adults and $9 for students and children.
All right. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.